This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
It's 4 minutes past seven. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We're ready for another episode delivering news and critical information for the queer youth of Australia. You're listening to Dil, Caitlin and Vic. Girls, what are we talking about tonight?
What aren't we talking about?
My head is full of information right now and advice and just a plus more.
Why, Vic?
Well, I don't know if I should share this information. I think this is for Caitlin to share.
I've got really high anxiety right now, even thinking about sharing it. And I'm behind a booth, so that doesn't make sense.
Victoria,
I really spun your head out tonight, haven't I?
Oh,
indeed. It's rotating in 360s, man.
Every Monday you spin my head out, but today is probably the most satisfying.
All right, so listeners, I will announce on air. I am the straight girl at Joy, always have been, the fun little token straight girl. And I think that I'm actually falling for a girl. I met someone recently, and she is a lesbian, and we get on really well. But look, as I said to Victoria, it could be anything, but I've crossed that threshold of universal love, and I always knew that it existed, but now I really feel it.
You found a lady to your liking.
She found a female companion.
No, guys, I wouldn't say she's a companion yet, but she's a really lovely friend, and I'd be so embarrassed if she was listening right now. I hope she's not. But
I hope she is. I think we'll really add some spice. Text in if you... Well, we're not going to
name her. It's so embarrassing.
If you've got any comments that love. You'd like to make about love or advice...
Or any advice for Caitlin, you know...
Crossing over from the straight world into the gay world, maybe I've always had 2 feet in both, but never really, my heart was never in the gay world. But it could be now, who knows?
Hit us up, 0427-569-949. Text in your thoughts on this, or hit us up on Twitter at the @GNJoy949 handle, because I think this is quite an interesting topic. Like, I've verged into the heterosexual world. Like, my best friend, she's a beautiful straight lady, and if things were different, like if I was straight, then her and I, we've talked about this before, like, we'd be married and we'd have kids and we'd...
Because you just get on so well.
Oh, well, like,
so
I...
So a lot in common.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my heart goes... Oh, yeah, we're like...
Friendship soulmates.
Friendship
That's
soulmates.
That's so beautiful.
I call her wifey.
Oh, my God.
Justin, my partner, gets a bit jealous.
So the only thing is the fact that you're just not sexually... You just know that you're sexually, like, you're only attracted to men.
Yeah, but then there's been times when, you know, it's been
You've
out on the party
it.
Night.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's
wow.
been like,
oh, my God.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it shocks you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I've never crossed that heterosexual line. I don't intend to. I'm like, I'll put it down to, like, a polygamous relationship, really, except I'm the husband with 5... Well, I was
what?
Saying,
Vic,
well,
you
know
are
how
you
there's
a
like
player?
No, but like my
no,
close
no, 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 no.
my close
now she's justifying.
Whoa.
My close, like, we're comparing like best mates here. So my close mates are pretty much male, straight men, and I could potentially be all married to them. But there's just so many of them. I couldn't choose. But I know that feeling of, like, we cuddle, we hang out, we do stuff that probably couples
being
do.
Being completely comfortable and totally yourself with them.
To the core, like, there's no secrets, no awkwardness. There can be silence and there's no issue. Like,
but Vic,
there's no, from the waist down, no thank you. From the waist up, pretty.
Yeah, you
wow.
can do it.
Oh, my God. There's absolutely not a shred of you that has any temptation at all.
Not at all. I do like to lick men's abs on the odd occasion.
I thought that was going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know.
No, not going there at all. But it's been known to happen on occasion, but it's... I don't know.
Guys, all I can say is it's an incredible feeling and it totally trips you out, but it's so exciting at the same time. It just makes life more colourful and it just makes things like, it's just amazing.
It's just life throwing you a curveball, really.
Totally. And it's a bright pink curveball.
It's a rainbow colour.
Yeah, with a girl's face in it this time, and it's not, you know, the guy I was, you know.
It's saying, Caitlin, you don't know what the hell I'm about to do to you.
It's not Channing Tating. It's a girl. It's really weird.
So, aside from your stellar love life right now, Caitlin, what else is going on tonight's show?
Well, what is happening? Obviously, Gay School is coming up later on in the show. We're going to attack a couple of articles that the comparison between being gay and incest, which we will get into later. We're also talking about rapid HIV testing clinics, which have opened up. So they're fantastic. They shouldn't be a new thing, but they are. But they're in Sydney and they're in full swing in Sydney and they are currently in Melbourne. They're new to Melbourne.
They opened up last week, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Pronto.
Is it Commercial Road, guys?
One on Commercial Road, but then there's Pronto that's also opened off Fitzroy Street.
I thoroughly enjoy that name.
Oh, Fitzroy.
Yeah, no, Pronto, because it's Italian really for hello or something, isn't it?
Pronto, like hurry up.
Oh,
so it kind of, you know, it's together with the clinic, the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Rapid,
fast, pronto. Marketing.
pronto.
We'll be talking about the Western Australian Liberal MP's woeful speech linking marriage equality to incest.
Yet another insult.
It's just, it's becoming a little bit redundant these days, but we've got all that and more news coming up right after this. You're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
This is Generation Next. It's 12 minutes past 7. You're listening to Dill, Caitlin and Vic talking about news and views for GLBTI youth. We're going to kick it off with the rapid HIV testing clinic that has opened pronto. Melbourne's much-anticipated HIV rapid testing service was launched by the Victorian's AIDS Council and the Gay Men's Health Centre and the Burnett Institute last week. Now, this is located on Rose Street in Fitzroy. The service provides free 30-minute HIV tests for gay men and other men who have sex with men, making it easier for people to learn their HIV status and hopefully encourage increased testing across the state. Now, politicians and members of the city's LGBTI community organisations turned out in full force for the launch. This is something that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now, like getting the clinic up and running and getting the clinic available or access to the clinic.
So, Dill, does that mean basically that they've showed their support, their presence is there? Does that mean that they do support though? I just want to clarify that with you. Like, do we know that?
When we look at Tanya Plibersek, she has come out and said that HIV testing is a key policy for the Labor Party, and she's our health minister, so she's actually got. She wasn't there at the.
But she recognises it's a serious health issue, and it's becoming part of the legislation. Is that correct?
Yeah,
that's great.
True, and it's
good.
I'm glad that we're getting these discussions out there as well. Vic, you're looking.
I'm just happy that it's progressing finally.
I know,
because this has been a very long journey. Not just for us who would. Like telling people and presenting the stories and everything that's been happening, but just for the gay community in general, it's been something that has been
a long time coming,
definitely, and needed.
No pun intended, but it is
and needed more than anything. Like, I mean, they're trying to curb the statistics because it's been increasing. I'm pretty sure Dean Beck said a couple of months ago.
No, it's true. In Sydney, the statistics were actually on the rise, so there was a real need for this clinic to be available.
It was actually a mammoth rise, almost 25% rise in New South Wales and Victoria. The stats aren't being released, but Victoria,
we're
is
creeping
not,
apparently. Yeah, we're not
yeah,
far
we're
behind.
Not far behind New South Wales,
which is really worrying.
So it's getting out that awareness, and I reckon now. They're in prime position as well. I think Commercial Road and in Fitzroy is a really good location to have these clinics.
Because they're in such different areas of Melbourne, so it's going to cater to obviously everyone across
board. That's right.
Well, and the thing, like with Fitzroy, the inner north, it's now becoming the queer epicentre because we've got the gay clubs are moving over that way now too.
Yeah, which is really out of my way, guys, seriously.
See, I don't mind. It's just a nice stroll for me home now these days.
Stumbling away.
We won't imply why. We'll just say Dylan gets a little dizzy sometimes in the early hours of Sunday. something comes over him. We don't know what it is. This is really cool. And remember we had the Healthy Bear come in deal ages ago. We reference him so much. I do, because it was such an important moment, I think, having him on the show. He was fully informed medically, psychologically, logistically about the process of implementing these clinic rapid testing. And basically, for those of you who've just tuned in, they fast track the results and the diagnosis for HIV, whether you're positive or negative. Traditionally, historically, it's always been a really drawn out process, and it's really, it's awful. It breeds a lot of anxiety, but this, you can get the results a lot more quicker.
Well, I'd like to know what the listeners have to say. Have you been tested? Would you actually go to one of the rapid testing clinics? Hit us up 0427 569 949 or you can give front desk a call on 1300 JOY 949 or hit us up on Twitter with the @GNJOY949 handle. We have got a message in. Vic, do you want to read that out?
Yeah, it says, well, should I read out the number? I think that would really help.
What? Ouch, no.
Enjoy your opening segment. Needs to be more emphasis in the world on the blurred lines of sexual identity and exploration rather than just I'm straight, I'm gay, I'm bi, etc.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Completely agree with you, Texterina.
Yeah, and I was just echoing Vic and Caitlin's sentiments. The fact that it's a spectrum. It's like, I don't think that you are like, okay, cool, you're gay. Okay, you're bi. Okay, you're straight. I think that you land somewhere in that, in the spectrum of, you know, sexual identity.
I think I just love humans.
I think also throughout your life, different people go through different things which can change you and can open your eyes and then can decide for you. Angelina Jolie, for example, I'm just the cliche celebrity example, but she was in a relationship for about 8 or 9 years with a woman and now she's been with multiple men. And
where was I? Yeah. Was I born?
She was a gorgeous Asian woman. I'm not sure what background, but she had a shaved head.
She was
head.
Cambodian, I think.
Probably, yes. And they did, I think they did a film together and she fell in love. Anyway, it's documented, and she's not the only one either.
Oh, yeah. No, it happens on a lot of occasions. And I honestly think people that do say that they're straight, gay, or bi, I think that's just a way of identifying within themselves. Like, not for anybody else's sake, but, like, I know for me, for instance, like, if someone was to say, you know, what are you, but because I'll tell them, well, I'm Cheech. But, like, I mean, well,
how much time do you have?
Yeah, but I'm happy to say, yeah, like, I'm gay. It's not an issue for me.
Some people have a theory that we're actually all bisexual. Some people think that the innate human instinct is to be bisexual.
Society just tells us otherwise.
Yeah, and if your subconscious is released and we're out of consciousness, then, you know, anything is possible. But,
well, I could get so philosophical with you right now.
But I actually believe that I think it's such an individual thing. Some people are biologically or emotionally, psychologically born a certain way, whether it's straight, gay. And then there are others that are bi and that's just naturally who they are. And I don't think it's one thing that makes you that way. And I don't think you necessarily choose it. But I think that there are multiple reasons.
Oh, absolutely. And the fluidity of sexuality.
Love that word.
Yeah, fluidity.
It's so hard to say, though.
It is.
Fluidity.
I got a bit tongue-tied then for a moment. But it's so true. It's something that it comes in fluctuations. Like, I know that there are times where I'm like, okay, yeah, I am the epitome of gay man. But then when there's been times where I've been quite confused about my own sexuality.
Yeah. And with that moment you had with your female best friend and you questioned for a moment and you kind of knew what that felt like.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, it's a bit bizarre at times, but, you know, I still find that,
I think,
you know,
it's beautiful and exciting.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
22 minutes past 7, this is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Dil, Caitlin and Vic, and we're talking about news and critical information to the GLBTI youth. We are now talking about the WA Liberal MP, Nick Gorin. I don't care if I pronounce his name incorrectly. He's compared same-sex marriage to incest in a really confounding speech in the state's upper house on Tuesday. He used the occasion of National Marriage Day to attack attempts to alter the definition of marriage, attempting to support his arguments by telling the story of an imaginary incestuous couple. And here's a direct quote from his speech. I will talk about the hypothetical case of a gentleman by the name of Ethan and a lady by the name of Stephanie. These two people share the same father but have different mothers. Gorin began going on to criticize the imaginary impacts of the couple's imaginary children. When this couple, and this is another direct quote from his speech, when this couple decide to have children, they are in essence playing Russian roulette with recessive traits and birth defects. None of the ensuring consequences for Ethan or Stephanie or the physical and mental health of their children would, in my view, in any way strengthen society.
Wow.
And then
that is a massive call.
Wow.
Furthering into
very unfair.
His speech, it's ladled with insensitive comments, but women do not know what it's like to be a man. Women can empathize with a man, but she will never fully know what being a man feels like, and she will never completely understand a man's spirit, his pride or essence. reasons. Equally, men cannot know what it's like to be a woman. In all honesty, in the marriage equality bill, who gives a rat's? Because it's about two people loving each other and being recognised
and,
by their country.
And no one's trying to identify with either gender and jump in their skin or their shoes. It's about recognising equal love.
I find it interesting that he says that the he argues that it's the mystery that holds the like the key to happiness in a marriage.
I don't think so. I think honesty and trust and laughter do.
Well, there's that as well. But I think, like, I mean, how many... The divorce rate, let's be honest. If that was the key to happiness, the mystery of everything, no.
I'm sorry, mystery, as most married couples probably would concede, mystery, what, it lasts for about 3-4 weeks, maybe 3 months tops for most people. And then it's, you know, the farting, the burping, the moving in, the parent-in-laws that are a pain in the ass.
And it's as soon as you move in that the mystery kind of just goes.
Dissolves, which is good because now you're in reality. And relationships are hard work, but they're so worth it.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
If you click with the right person, it's worth it. Otherwise, it's a quite of hell. Well, that's why I don't move in with anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's when you move out. That's when you move out. I've been in those shoes.
Well, this speech has drawn criticism from all ends of the Western Australian parliamentarians. Greens MP Lynn McLaren told the ABC that she was shocked by Gorin's comments. This is just an absolute slap in the face. And it just... Well, we were talking about this on with Zoe on Monday Manic Drive. This is just one way to give your boss the middle finger because Tony Abbott's sister is a lesbian in a same-sex relationship as well.
So it's like, I love you, sister, and I enjoy having a nice dinner with you because apparently they do have a really nice relationship, according to sources. But this is just obviously a complete insult. But who knows what her stance is? Just because she's gay doesn't mean she doesn't think that she has thought... look, I don't know. That's a speculation, but...
I'd really love to know... she hasn't come out publicly and spoken, has she?
She has. She's come out and defended her brother.
Yeah, they're very close.
Yeah. And saying that that's his view and he's entitled to that.
Which he is entitled to that, but unfortunately, hopefully, not the rest of Australia are, and hopefully they don't support him in that.
Well, in the latest Galaxy poll, 62% of Australians out of a 250,000 people survey supported marriage equality. So it just shows that our...
it is there.
It is there. It's actually amazing how high the level of support is. But... it'd be interesting to see how far this will go, but with MPs like this, it just makes me really, really feel like just slapping my anarchy badges on and then just going out and raging because these people, even though we're not in Western Australia,
it's not even that. I think that it's planting ideas in people's heads that are not true. And not only that, I mean, if you think about what's happening in Russia as well at the moment.
Yeah, well, it was going to lead on. It was Russian roulette was mentioned in the article, which is the next article we'll probably talk about. But yeah, Vic, continue.
I was just the whole, once you plant that seed in somebody's head, and there are some extremists out there, you never know what could happen. And like you said, with Russia and everything, they've had some extreme, you know, gay hate bashings and violence and
even
killings.
I was at the gym about 2 hours ago, and what came up on the television was two athletes kissed each other, and they're gorgeous and they're blonde and whatever.
They're not gay.
No, I got that feeling, but I think it was obviously in protest. It was a bit of propaganda, whatever. But there's been absolute outrage. Apparently, it's been recently legalized in Russia. Any
propaganda,
is banned.
So
any gay symbolism, rainbow flag
towards underage kids.
Yeah.
And if you've had if you have suspect of someone being involved in homosexual activity, you have the right to publicly shame them.
And also probably report them to the police as an offence.
And beat the crap out of them as well, which that seems to be another thing. The violence.
So that's kind of scary in this day and age.
But hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hello, this is Double D from Sneaky Sound System, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
It's 29 minutes past 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're joined tonight by Dill, Caitlin and Vic. Caitlin, who's been texting in?
I believe Victoria is closer to me. Wow, for the first time oh my God, wow, Dil, I feel like I'm part of your group now. Wow.
She's in the circle of trust.
What? While you were away, I kept calling Caitlin Vic.
Yeah. And I was like, how long is it going to take me to get under Dil's skin?
My feet aren't big, but they're big shoes to fill. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Vic.
So we got a text in from Tracy. All I know is, I can relate to the story of straight and suddenly jumping the fence. I was a straight mother of 6 children, married and divorced for 8 years. Now in a lesbian relationship with my boss at work. I pursued her, but I didn't know I was. She has been a lesbian for about 20 years, no children. When I suddenly realized that I had been pursuing her, I panicked, had no idea what I was doing. Although I do not regret leaping the fence and my kids love her. Cheers, Tracy.
Thanks heaps for texting in, Tracy. And we'd like to hear from more of our listeners. If you've blurred the lines, or you have a sexuality identity, if you blurred those lines, you don't know where exactly you fall in our wider GLBTIQ rainbow, then send us a text, 0427-569-949. And we got a message in from Jules. I've been living with my man for 2 years now, and there's always plenty of mystery and surprise. Thanks for the message, Jules.
That's really inspiring, Jules. Thank you.
You've given Caitlin some hope
about relationships. God love them, God hate them.
Now, right before the break, we were talking about the recent atrocities going on in Russia towards our GLBTI community.
They've taken about 50 steps backwards.
Yeah, which is not a great step, a number of steps in the right direction. Who wants to take this one away?
Yeah, the Greens call for Winter Olympics to be moved from Russia due to these laws that they've put in place. Greens leader Christine Milne has urged the International Olympic Committee to consider changing the location of the upcoming Winter Olympics from Russia to another country in protest against the recent laws that make it illegal to discuss LGBTI issues in public or the media. Milne told the Star Observer yesterday that it was now up to Foreign Minister Bob Carr to make it clear the Australian government did not support discrimination of LGBTI people anywhere in the world. She said, "I'm really tired of the Australian government not standing up for equality and against discrimination. I don't see how the Olympic tradition is being upheld by staging the Olympics in a country where one group of people is discriminated against. It shouldn't be happening, and we shouldn't be legitimising it."
Well, let's face it, there are probably gay athletes competing. So what does that say? The event is to honour, obviously focus on their talent and their career, which is their sporting ability, but their identity is being shammed and to some extent being made illegal.
Some of the American, I think it was this the ski team, I don't quote me on that, but they were even considering boycotting and not competing.
I actually support Christine Milne in saying what she said, and I think that it would be great for Australia to take a lead and a leap of faith forward rather than just following the UK and the USA in political decisions.
I completely agree, because you're not making a statement otherwise. You need to make a statement, otherwise you're just as guilty as the next person.
And you don't know what it takes one person to stand up and the other, it's like a domino effect. You just don't know what that could do. I know Obama apparently wasn't supportive of Russia's homophobic mentality, I guess, or whatever, political stance, but...
Well, the letter that Christine Milne has written to the IOC, she highlights many issues and also bringing up the fact that the IOC has a responsibility to look after the athletes. And if there are any LGBT athletes that are competing in the Winter Olympics, well, they're going to be demoralized, going to be dehumanized. So this is something that the IOC need to take into consideration. Now, Star Trek star George Takei has suggested the games be moved to Canada instead of when they take place in 2014.
Well, that's appropriate. Canada can get very cold, and it's got marriage equality now, you know, that you can get married and you're gay.
Absolutely.
And there's hot Canadian girls there.
Well, that's
essential.
You can't fault a Canadian, though. I find that they're just so, like, chilled out. They're just, like...
Chilled.
Yeah, they're just, like... They've got the Australian vibe, I'd have to say.
No, you're not the first person to say that either.
You know, I've actually...
A lot of us Aussies and Canadians cross paths. A lot of them come to live here, and a lot of us go over there and live there. We've got a great relationship with them, and I think that's a really cool suggestion. Mm. whether or not that'll generate from Generation Next into the ears of the politicians.
Let's push it. Let's push for it.
Well, one thing that he did bring up, George Takei from Star Trek, he said that in 1936, the Olympics Committee granted the rights to stage the Summer Olympics in Berlin. 3 years before that, Hitler came to power and he got law passed which seemed innocuous at the time. Jewish professors could not get tenure. But then the international stage was offered to him and he gloried in it, and it raised his status and gave him more power amongst the German people. And his campaign of horror began, and you knew where that led. And we're now offering Putin the same international stage, that same international spotlight. I think we need to take the Winter Olympics away from Russia.
That's a really dramatic comparison, but there is truth in that.
No, in saying that, though, the 1936 Olympics was when the two African-American runners that won gold and silver did the Black Panther salute, and they lost their medals.
Oh, my God.
They stripped of their medals. Because that was
Isn't that shameful?
Well, that was when African-American slavery was happening. And, you know,
the civil rights movement hadn't really succeeded yet.
Not just yet.
Yeah, and we all know the stance at the time, especially in Europe, about rights for anyone who wasn't.
And I don't think
white.
Hitler was too impressed because at that time he was trying to. Germany was trying. He was trying to get everyone to.
He wouldn't
the
even
gold.
Go down onto the grounds to
congratulate them and give them the medal.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Massive slap in the face.
Yep.
Hey, stick around because we've got more Gen Next coming up right after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 21 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. If at any point throughout tonight's show you want to join in on the conversation, you should hit us up on 0427 569 949. You can call front desk on 1300 569 949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. And you can hit us up on Twitter with the @GNJoy949 handle. Now, one theme that we've been discussing tonight is the fluidity of sexuality.
Love that word. I love it when you say it as well, Dil. It makes me fall in love with you again.
Yeah, I must admit, I have been practicing during the songs fluidity.
Dil, I also wanted to ask you a little bit later in the show about the queer young thing.
Oh, well, no time like the present.
Yeah, because you mentioned before, we've obviously discussed some of the articles and there's always more we can talk about, but I wanted to ask you while you're in the hot seat, how seriously, it's relevant to the Joy Network. How's that all going?
Well, we're halfway through the series. We've shot 5 and 6 the other week. We're up to episode 7 and 8 this weekend. 7, 8, and 9. We're shooting 3 this weekend. So we're doing university, anxiety, and addiction, drugs and alcohol. Well, I'll also be having a chat with Matthew Mitchum this weekend about, in one of the episodes, he'll be talking about something. I don't know if I'm able to release too much info about this one episode. But
we don't want to spoil us. Spoiler alert.
Can't do the spoilers, but he'll be sharing a really personal story. For one of those 3 episodes. But it's been great. It's been the most humbling experience of my life, to be honest.
But that photo, when did you get that gorgeous photo taken of you? Dil uploaded this great photo on Facebook and you look like such a rock star.
He's got a model.
You've got this like these dark, like, did you have makeup smudged under your eyes? You had that sort of come eat me, come kiss me look. Like, and I'm not going to say, you know, if we can beat that, but yeah, it was a great, photo.
I was just going through like, because when I used to do modelling, I was in print. So I just got like all the old like
hot
printed stuff and put it all together. And I was like, look at me, I'm in print. And
it really had the X factor.
You did look very sexually appealing, I'm not going to lie.
Well, do you know what? That photo was actually, I cheated with that photo. That was an old photo from years ago. That was actually where I met my partner. Like way back when, before we were dating.
Loose. Now your stud muffin comment really, like, it's legit.
It's true. No, this is such a gorgeous photo. And then you, obviously, with all of the cast, and it was in a Melbourne magazine.
Yeah, MCV. It was in the MCV.
Yeah,
so,
which is so cool. Yeah. Dil, it's so amazing. Well done.
So the question is, do we get autographs now prior to you getting famous so we could sell them later? Or do we have to wait in line like everybody else when
not
the time comes?
Not even. I'm still that same skeg at the bar or
so
at the gig, like the last one to leave.
When is this show going to air?
It airs in 2 weeks, Monday the 2nd at 10 p.m. on channel 31 or digital 44.
We have to tune in. You know, we should have a little Generation Next party and after party for the debut of Dylan's fabulous show.
I bring the lamb.
You bring the lamb?
She's Greek, by the way. And we like. and Dil, you just bring your gorgeous self and I'll just bring my confused self and we'll all have a very merry evening.
Oh, I think it sounds great. I actually love the idea of that. And spending a night with you two girls? sounds like heaven. Hey, we've got more Generation Next and some amazing articles coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the twinkiest show on Joy, Generation Next.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
It's 12 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We're on the tail end of the show right now, but you still have your chance to have your say. Send us a message on 0427 569 949. Give us a call. Give Front Desk a call, 1300-JOY-949, or send us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
No one calls anymore these days.
It's because they can text, guys. It's all about Twitter, texting. No.
I don't want to read no email. I don't want to get no text message. I want my phone to ring, me to screen it, and then possibly answer.
I'm all about screening the calls. I screen every single call.
Hey, Dill, if I called you on a block number, would you pick up?
No.
Not if I didn't know.
You're one of those annoying people. I don't answer block numbers either.
No, I have a crazy ex. I used to get the calls at like 3 a.m. where it's just like,
I love you.
I just miss you.
Oh my God. Dill, would he really say that? Would he really say he misses you?
Yeah, but then I just knew that he was off, like he wasn't exactly in reality at that point in time. And then I go, oh my God, he misses me. And then we'd see each other again. And I'd be like, you don't. You were just looking for a warm bed that night. Douche.
It's hurtful. I can't help it. I'm just so tempted. If I get a private number, I am just curious. My curiosity just takes over and I'm like, answer.
Well, I turn to like the Telstra where they switch the voice message to a text message. And if it's relevant, I'll answer or I'll call back.
Oh, do you know what? I love it when they get those voicemails where it's just like, it convert you to a text.
Yeah. And I'm
like,
yes.
Your
it's
face.
So confusing.
Because
so
I don't answer to my voicemail.
Oh, really?
No, I don't even have a voicemail thing going on.
I love listening to voice messages, especially when you get one from someone you like or like a job that you've been given an offer or something. It's exciting.
She's all about love today.
She's got the rosy love cheeks.
Guys, I'm not. And I mentioned employment. I'm really not. I'm totally happy being single and I'm, it's great. Yeah.
Well, in other news that's great, the US ambassador, the latest American ambassador to Australia will be a gay newlywed after John Barry married his husband, Curtis Yee, in a ceremony in Washington, D.C. Damn it, I rhymed. I was trying really hard not to do that. So over the weekend, yeah, he married his partner. Now, this is a great thing. I mean, it's always lovely when we hear of these stories of people getting married and same-sex marriages, but it's not recognised in Australia. This marriage, even though he will be a government constituent, his marriage to his partner won't be recognised.
Will that affect his ability to do his job? Yeah.
Well, no, it won't. I guess maybe mentally it could, but I don't think the benefits would go onto his partner. So that's one thing to think about. Now, congratulating the newly married couple, the Australian Marriage Equality Advocate said the federal government's refusal to recognise this overseas marriages like that of Berry's will continue to be a source of embarrassment to this country. Now, what do you think about the topic of because they did try to introduce the bill, but then it was shot down to recognise same-sex marriages that were committed overseas.
I think it's quite embarrassing, but I also I'm curious to know whether or not the people involved will actually congratulate him as well. So it's going to be fairly recent. It's only the respectful thing to do and just a common thing that you do when you know someone's just gotten married or just had a child and so on and so forth. And so I'm actually a bit curious to see how they'll react to that. But, yeah, other than that, I think it's quite embarrassing. It's not cool.
No, it's not. I think it's actually really disrespectful.
It's really embarrassing because he's the fourth openly gay US ambassador to come out. So he's in politics in America, which is considered most of the time quite a conservative country, generally speaking. And it's embarrassing that Australia, we're so much younger, we should be so much more forward thinking and more modern. We're smaller, so effectively, like, let's just get this vote. Like, it's not as, you know, we don't have 52 or 51 or 50 states to deal with the issue of gay marriage. It is embarrassing. It is.
I think it's similar to our racial issue here as well.
Well, yeah, and that's
I think it's
perhaps
very similar,
smaller like, countries breed. Do you think it's harder to overcome things like racial and sexual issues?
Well, this is
issues?
The thing. This is the point of contention with Australia because, I mean, we Australia granted women the right to vote quite early in our country. Yeah, because we became a nation, 1901 and then gave women the right to vote in 1902. However, we did not remove Indigenous Australians from flora and fauna until 1967. So a lot of people, a lot of places in the world only regard Australia as a country from 1967 onwards because of the fact that our Indigenous were considered flora and fauna.
Yeah. I think that's a fair call, to be quite honest. That's more embarrassing. Like,
yeah, it is. No.
To consider yourself a country that you did not build, you found.
Yeah.
And the people that were initially from this country.
And even in the 70s, that's when they amended the laws so an Indigenous person could marry a white Australian.
Yeah,
and
the interracial laws, yes.
Yeah, people protested against that as well. People also protested when they tried to include rape in marriage. So while you were married and
your partner had the authority or the legal right to rape you.
And when they tried to amend that law, when they succeeded in amending that law, people protested. I mean, Australia's got a very, very dark history when it comes
it's
to marriage.
I think with any major change or step forward, someone or everyone, or a certain group of people will protest Because it's
there's always going to be opposition.
That's right.
There's always going to be an opposing view, and that's fine. But I think it's embarrassing that we still have to discuss marriage equality and trying to publicize it and advertise it and be proactive in kind of bringing that forward to the forefront.
And people are getting frustrated.
I think that's embarrassing that it's still an issue.
Yeah.
It's like so many other countries in the world have gotten well past that, and they're into celebrating gay marriage, and there are probably wedding planners and all sorts of institutions over there that are well established businesses that profit from it.
It could really create a lot of jobs.
It does. Like
for our economy.
That was something on Facebook, which was hilarious, and it's so true, and that's the painful thing. It's embarrassing, really, as a nation that it's still actually a contentious issue.
Well, just touching on businesses thriving, when they announced that in New York marriage equality was going to be passed, they went around, they did vox pops with businesses on the street, and they went past one pastry chef, and they were like, what's your thoughts? He's like, my business is about to triple. Because now everyone can get married. So, and gays are pretty luxurious creatures. We do like to go to the extravagant.
They don't understand. You could generally, not all of them, but some of them choose not to have children for various reasons. So they've got a lot more money to play with. And you know, gay men typically, stereotypically, do like nice things and the finer things in life, which cost more. It's just, it's absurd.
We
it's
don't
ridiculous.
Hold back.
Oh, absolutely not. But at the moment, we do, because we've run out of time tonight, kids. So stick around. World Wide Wave. A big thank you to everyone who texted in. Jules, Tracy, and Unknown Friend, who's commented on our sexual identity and sexual fluidity. But we'll be back next week with more news and current affairs for GLBTI youth. Until next time, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
The perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.